October 20th, the holy great martyr Artemius. This glorious saint was an Egyptian by birth and the chief commander under Emperor Constantine the Great. When the victorious cross, surrounded by stars, appeared to Emperor Constantine, Artemius also saw that cross, believed in the Lord Christ, and was baptized. Later, during the reign of Emperor Constantius, this emperor sent him to Greece to remove the relics of St. Andrew from Patras and St. Luke from Thebes, and to take them to Constantinople. Commander Artemius carried this out with joy. After that, Artemius was appointed as Augustales and imperial prefect in Egypt. He remained in this position during the reign of Constantius, and for a period of time under Emperor Julian the Apostate. When the apostate emperor went to war against the Persians, he came through Antioch and commanded Artemius to come to Antioch with his army. Artemius came. Then the emperor subjected two Christian priests, Eugenius and Macarius, to torture. Seeing this, Artemius became greatly disturbed and, facing the emperor, said, "Why, O emperor, why do you inhumanly torture these innocent and dedicated men of God, and why do you force them to renounce the Orthodox faith?" Artemius continued, prophesying, "Your death is near." The enraged emperor sent those two honorable priests into exile to Arabia, where they died shortly thereafter. He then stripped Commander Artemius of his military rank and ordered him to be flogged and torn asunder. Thoroughly wounded and bloodied, Artemius was thrown into prison, where the Lord Jesus Christ himself appeared to him and healed and comforted him. Then the emperor commanded that he be spread out on a stone and that another heavy stone be placed upon him, so that his body would be smashed flat as a board. Finally, St. Artemius was beheaded. It was the year 362. Emperor Julian went out against the Persians and perished dishonorably, as St. Artemius had foretold, the holy righteous Artemius. Artemius was born in 1532, the son of Russian peasants Kosmas and Apollinaria, from the village of Verkola in the region of Dvina. Even at the age of 5, he differed from other children by his rare piety and meekness. When he was 13, the child walked with his father through a great forest in severe weather and reposed there. Unable to dig a grave, his grieving father covered his body with branches and departed. 28 years later, a man saw an unearthly light in the forest. Upon approaching the light, he found the body of Artemius intact and incorrupt. Many of the sick were healed of illnesses as soon as they touched the body of St. Artemius. His holy relics repose in a monastery near Penega in the province of Arkhangelsk. The Venerable Gerasimus the New. Gerasimus was from Tricala in the Peloponnese of the prominent notarius family. He was born in 1509. He lived a life of asceticism on Mount Athos and then in Palestine, where he fasted for 40 days. After that, he settled on the island of Cephalonia, where he founded a convent. By his prayer, he brought down rain, healed the sick, and foretold the future. He rested in the Lord on August 15, 1579. Gerasimus was a miracle worker, both during his life and after his repose. The Venerable New Martyr Ignatius. Ignatius was from the Bulgarian region of Esky Zagora. This is the glorious region of Zagora that has given the Church of God many holy ascetics and martyrs. He lived a life of asceticism in the skete of St. John the Forerunner on Mount Athos. He willingly gave himself to the Turks to be tortured for Christ and was hanged in Constantinople on October 8, 1814. His relics are miracle working, and his head is honorably preserved in the monastery of St. Pantaleon on Mount Athos. Hymn of Praise. The Holy Great Martyr Artemius.
St. Artemius, the commander, did not hide his faith before the emperor, but proclaimed his faith with great courage, and glorified Christ God before the emperor. This apostate emperor forgot God, and subjected his commander to torment. The saint dedicated his mind to God, and little felt the cruel tortures, since there is a greater suffering for the sinner who tortures than for the righteous one being tortured. The emperor beheaded this glorious commander, but the Lord glorified his servant and raised him up to the heavenly kingdom. He gave him power to drive out demons, grace to heal every sickness and suffering, all by the power of God without labor or word. Whoever loves and believes in Christ is a champion in St. Artemius.
Reflection. The compassionate God wonderfully guides those who give themselves over to his holy will and care, just as a candle maker makes whatever kind of candle he wants from soft wax, so the all-wise God makes immortal lights in the heavenly kingdom of his devoted servants. St. Ignatius, the new martyr, was totally devoted to God. Even as a child, he yearned to become a monk and to be a martyr for the faith. During the Kara George uprising, the Turkish army was conscripting men throughout Bulgaria to fight against the Serbs, and even came to the house of Ignatius's father, George, to see if anyone there was fit for military service. Seeing that George was a well-built and strong man, they wanted to take him into the army, but George resolutely said, "I cannot fight against my fellow Christians." The infuriated Turks killed him on the spot. The young Ignatius hid in a neighboring house, then fled to Romania, but his desire for monasticism took him to the Holy Mountain. Even so, he wanted something more than monasticism. He desired martyrdom. He prayed with tears one night before the icon of the Most Holy Theotokos, imploring her to grant him the path of martyrdom. He heard a sound in front of him and opened his eyes to see the glowing halo detach itself from the icon and rest upon his head. Shortly after that, he suffered martyrdom at the hands of the Turks and received the wreath of eternal glory. Contemplation. Contemplate the Lord's wondrous appearance to the apostle Ananias and to Saul. Acts chapter 9. How the Lord appeared to Ananias and directed him to Saul in the street called Straight. How at that very moment, in a vision, Saul saw Ananias healing him of his blindness. Homily on old and new tales of God's wonders. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days in the times of old. Psalm 44, verse 1. Thus King David speaks in the name of his people and enumerates several great works that God performed for Israel. We, brethren, have also heard of all these works from Holy Scripture and of many more works and kinds of works than those of which David had heard, for they took place after him. Have we not heard of incomparably more miraculous and greater works of God's providence and God's love for mankind than all that David heard? The Son of God became incarnate of the most pure Virgin, and lived as a man among men, poured out wisdom, worked miracles, destroyed death, put the devil to shame, and gave power to his followers. David did not hear of these things, but we have heard, for they have been revealed to us by our spiritual fathers, the apostles and evangelists, martyrs and righteous ones, and all the ranks of saints from ancient times to the present day. Not only did they reveal it to us, but the Holy Spirit reveals it to us every day through the Holy Church, through the grace-filled mysteries, and through countless miracles. Behold, there is a reason for great joy, but also for great fear. For much is given to us, and much will be required of us. We have been given more spiritual riches than all those who lived before Christ, more wisdom and understanding, more of God's glory and power, and more, many more examples of God's love for man and man's love for God. Ask yourselves, you richest of the rich, what have you given, and what are you giving to God for all of this? You should strive to not be put to shame at God's judgment. As a dream soon slips away, so will all your days on earth soon slip away, and the sound of the angel's trumpet will soon summon all nations and people to the dread judgment of God. Strive that you not then be ashamed, for you will not be able to excuse yourself with, "We did not know," or "We did not have." You know, and you have had more revealed to you than even David and Solomon had, and more will be required of you than of them. O Son of God, our great and wonderful Lord, God and Savior, remind us every day and every hour of thy precious blood shed for us, that we do not forget, O Lord, and that we not be eternally condemned. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.